This is the StarQuest Headline Update for the week ending May 17th, 2019, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Could X-Wings and Vipers be far behind? The U.S. Air Force will soon be testing laser weapons on some of their fighter jets. They won't be replacing air-to-air missiles anytime soon, at least at first, but will initially be intended to shoot at incoming missiles as a defensive weapon. If successful, it would be the first active measure to stop air-to-air missiles and could change air-to-air warfare dramatically. An Ohio man who has collected comic books for over 60 years and amassed a collection worth an estimated $2.5 million has donated it in its entirety to the University of South Carolina. Gary Watson, who is now 69 years old, didn't want his collection of first issues and other key editions split up by private collectors, so he picked USC because they promised to keep it whole, and soon the public will be able to begin viewing the massive collection of 180,000 items as it's cataloged and exhibited in the university library. On the topic of rare books, the Library of Congress has published online a digitized collection of 100 rare and classic children's books, all of which are at least a century old. To celebrate the first National Children's Book Week, all of the books can be read as PDFs or in text format, fulfilling their original purpose of entertaining and educating children. The much-anticipated Star Trek Picard series will be available in the U.S. and Canada on the CBS All Access and Space streaming services this year, like its sibling show Star Trek Discovery. But whereas international viewers were able to watch Discovery as part of a Netflix subscription, the Picard show will stream exclusively on Amazon Prime within 24 hours of airing in the U.S. and Canada. This deal only affects the Picard show and won't change Netflix's deal for Discovery and the Star Trek back catalog. The Orville, the Star Trek-like show for millennial Trekkies, will be getting another season. Fox, which we can hope is finally learning from past sci-fi cancellation blunders, Firefly, has given the Seth MacFarlane ode to Star Trek The Next Generation a third season. The Papal Almoner is a cardinal who acts as the dispenser of the Pope's charity, with special focus on people in need in Rome, and Cardinal Konrad Krzyzewski is taking the job seriously. After the government shut down power to an abandoned state-owned building in which 450 people, including children, were living, the cardinal himself climbed down into a manhole and turned it back on, after pointing out that the homeless families need hot water and refrigeration. When the new Disney Plus streaming service launches on November 12th, Star Wars fans will be among the first to sign in as the new Star Wars TV series, The Mandalorian, will debut with the new service. The series stars Pedro Pascal as the title character, and it's produced by Jon Favreau. The highly anticipated new series is in addition to all the Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars back catalog that'll be available on day one. Amazon has added a new home security feature for free to your Echo devices. When you tell your device that you're leaving home, Guard listens for the telltale signs of smoke or CO detectors or breaking glass and will send an alert to your phone if it hears them. It will also turn your smart home lights on and off to simulate your home being occupied. And if you have certain home security systems, it'll work with those too. All of this for free. Following the terrible fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris last month, the world was encouraged to find that precise laser scans previously had been made of the interior and exterior, which will aid in reconstruction. It turns out that French acousticians had also made measurements of the cathedral's unique acoustics as well. That's good, because the building's acoustics are as unique as a fingerprint, and this data will also help in reconstruction efforts. Pope Francis has issued a new law for the church that gives instructions for how abuse allegations must be handled worldwide. Previously, a hodgepodge of global rules and local requirements hampered efforts to deal effectively with these crimes, and it had been unclear how bishops accused of abuse should be handled. But the motu proprio called Vos Estis Lux Mundi makes clear the process to be followed and who it applies to. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.